Speaking of what your earnings are, you earn money in cash, but you also earn money in time. And that, for example, happens to be your leave days. Now, Minister Tula Sinxele of the Employment and Labour Ministry or Department has highlighted that he's concerned that individual companies, while they are within their rights, are suggesting that employees take their leave rather than pick up on the relief fund funded retrenchment packages that are out there. I'm speaking to our partner, employment and social media law expert and partner at Shefton and Wiley attorneys, Verlie Oosthuizen, next to understand exactly what the options are if you are being offered them by your employees, particularly as those decisions, those decisions will be made in the coming days.
You're with Cape Talk.
This is Refilo Emaloto on Breakfast.
Really, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you this morning?
Very well, and you?
Excellent. Thank you so much. So I'm sure you've seen, as an employment lawyer or employment expert, employment law expert. Sorry.
That's the one.
Yes, I dropped off my English at school somewhere on my way to work. As an expert, you've heard what the Minister of Employment and Labour has said. He's raised some significant concerns, and I think what's difficult for us, and we've kind of had these discussions with our listeners here and there, but we needed to have this interview just to unpack this clearly. You know, the state has given us some reprieve insofar as we've got the Solidarity Fund and some UIF transfers. And some people are saying, you know, I'll take the money now. Other people are saying, maybe I should just take the leave that I do have, as I have earned it. What are the outcomes of each of those decisions?
Okay, well, the issue is that obviously, for some people, it is going to be financially more viable, or they are going to be closer to their proper their normal remuneration if they take their annual leave. And that is on condition that they've got annual leave due to them. And I'm talking about people that are earning well in excess of the threshold that has been offered. And the threshold that has been offered in terms of that fund, or that temporary unemployment, or, you know, the temporary relief fund, the threshold, the absolute maximum that you can get is 17,000 Rand per month. And that would only be a portion of your salary, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's not, that's not guaranteed. So if you were earning, for example, 60,000 Rand a month, usually you will not be getting more than 17,000 Rand if you decided to go with the option of that temporary relief. So, okay. But you might not have leave owing to you. That's another issue.
And okay. So you might end up taking, okay, so just help me understand. So when you say threshold, you mean the minimum income that I earn in order to qualify?
No. What I mean is that temporary relief fund has said that they will not pay any person or any employee who has made the application with their employer, etc., or their employer has made the application. No employee is going to get more than 17,000 Rand in a month.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So even if you're earning way in excess of that in the usual course, that would be the absolute maximum that you would earn.
So
and they do it on a sliding scale.
Right. So if I'm used to earning 60,000 Rand a month and I'm offered my leave days, or I'm offered to take the temporary relief, I'm actually making the choice between a day's leave out of that's worth my full salary, or a proportion that is cash that I might need now but will probably not cover my expenses.
Yes. But another thing is that you may have those 3 weeks owing to you. So we've been locked down for three weeks. You may have 3 weeks annual leave owing to you, okay?
Yes.
And that's fantastic. And then you get your normal remuneration. However, a lot of people don't have all of their leave owing to them, and so then you've made the election to take annual leave, but that might not cover the whole period. And no work, no pay is the usual option that, is the usual principle that applies. Now, this temporary relief fund also says that you are not allowed to receive the benefit if you are getting paid. It's quite a loose definition.
Right.
But it does say that. So the UIF is going to be looking very, very carefully on what money people are going to be getting, or what employees are going to be getting. It's not just that they're handing it out to everybody and they're giving them the maximum.
Well, I think this is the concern, right, is that these measures keep getting announced at a presidential or a ministerial level. And there's very little follow-up in terms of the actual detail of how this affects the individual one by one. And everybody says it's a case-by-case basis, but you're helping us take it through to, okay, consider. I think it's what is the average percentage cash that you might get out of the UIF relief, for example, of your usual salary?
They've said there's a sliding scale of 30 to 60%. So people that have benefited from UIF in the past will know. Like, for example, if you are on maternity leave, you never get your full salary. You get a proportion of it. And the usual proportion is it's kind of one, and this doesn't apply to the temporary relief fund, just so you know, but it's always been that you get a proportion
Correct.
Of what you had earned. You never ever get your full salary.
So if I can put a scenario toward you, Buzz, let's say I have 30% or 50% of my leave days as compared to the 21 lockdown days.
Yeah.
I'm better off, and I might get 30% of my salary. I'm better off keeping the leave days. Because I get 50% versus 30.
Taking the leave days.
Yeah.
Taking the leave days. Well, I would say yes. But then also understand that if the lockdown carries on, and this isn't clear in terms of this directive, are you going to be entitled then to dip into that temporary relief fund? It isn't clear.
And if what happens, for example, if I'm retrenched or I'm offered retrenchment by a company that actually has no income or capacity to pay out? So we're seeing this with restaurants, for example. A link was flying around our WhatsApps yesterday of a restaurant that has basically let go all their staff, a restaurateur, and then is now calling on diners to fund his paying them out. A whole empire of restaurants, actually. Which I found quite interesting.
It is very incredibly interesting. Well, you see, in terms of a retrenchment, the entitlement is that the person is entitled to severance pay, which is 1 week's pay per completed year's service. They're entitled to their notice pay. So that could be anything between 1 week to 4 weeks, depending on how long they've worked for. And they're also entitled to their annual leave that's outstanding.
Okay.
Okay, so, but then there's also provisions that could come in a retrenchment scenario if an employer has liquidated, and that's a whole other story.
So my goodness.
I think the point of this discussion is this. This is an unprecedented situation, okay? We are dealing with an economy that is in clear distress. Obviously, in an ideal world, and they even say this in terms of the directive for this temporary relief fund, that it would be preferable if employers could carry on paying their employees during their period of lockdown. And that is when there's no money coming in for the employer. You know, the government is hoping that they'll just carry on paying their employees in any event.
Which is unrealistic, in truth.
It is completely unrealistic. It is.
All right. I think this is something we'll need to unpack differently in terms of the liquidated company. But Verlie, thank you so much for your expertise. Always grateful. Verlie Oosthuizen is an employment and social media law expert at Shepton & Wiley Attorneys, as well as partner there.